Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. And the title of today's post is The Highest Glory of the American Revolution. Today I want to share with you several more powerful quotes from America's history so we can agree. These statements were made by U.S. presidents. Though they're not all from the founding fathers, having been stated by those in positions of great authority, they are words we can agree with and declare. They also serve to combat the lies of revisionists who try to diminish our Christian roots and heritage. Truth is a powerful weapon. Here are a few statements from hundreds of possibilities, stating faith in God, respect for His word, and honor for Christ. George Washington, may as well start at the beginning. It is impossible, he said, it is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible. Another quote, the propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and might which heaven itself has ordained. John Adams, love John Adams, a couple of them. He said, quote, we recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus, end quote. He also said, quote, I consider a decent respect for Christianity among the best recommendations for public service, end quote. How about Mr. Jefferson, whom they always tout the left as, he did, he wasn't a Christian or believer. He says, quote, the reason that Christianity is the best friend of government is because Christianity is the only religion that changes the heart. End quote. Way to go, Mr. Jefferson. John Quincy Adams, quote, the Bible is the first and almost the only book deserving of universal attention. End quote. He also said, quote, my custom is to read 4 or 5 chapters of the Bible every morning immediately after rising. It seems to me the most suitable manner of beginning the day. It's an invaluable and inexhaustible mine of knowledge and virtue. Don't you wish all of our presidents, especially some of them lately, read 4 or 5 chapters of the Bible every morning first thing and live by it? Adams, John Quincy also said, and this is one of my favorites, quote, the highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity, end quote. Powerful. James Madison, quote, we have staked the whole future of American civilization not on the power of government, far from it. We have staked the whole of our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government, upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the commandments of God. The future and success of America are not in this Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which this Constitution is founded, end quote. Andrew Jackson, quote, finally, it is my most fervent prayer to that almighty being before whom I now stand and who has kept us in his hands from the infancy of our republic unto the present day, that he will so overrule all of my intentions and actions and inspire the hearts of my fellow citizens that we may be preserved from dangers of all kinds and continue forever a united and happy people. How about Mr. Lincoln? A couple from him. Quote, we have one of his National Days of Repentance and Prayer. We have forgotten God. We've forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. End quote. And one more from Abraham Lincoln. Quote, I am profitably engaged in reading the Bible. Take all of this book upon reason that you can, and the balance by faith. Take all upon reason that you can, and the rest of it, take it by faith, and you will live and die a better man. End quote. Grover Cleveland, quote, all must admit that the reception of the teachings of Christ results in the purest patriotism, in the most scrupulous fidelity to public trust, and in the best type of citizenship. End quote. James Monroe, quote, before any man can be considered as a member of civil society, he must be considered as a subject of the governor of the universe. And to the same divine author of every good and perfect gift, we are indebted for all those privileges and advantages, religious as well as civil, which are so richly enjoyed in this favored land. End quote. How about Mr. Teddy Theodore Roosevelt? Quote, a thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. End quote. Calvin Coolidge, quote, the foundations of our society and our government rest so much on the teachings of the Bible that it'll be difficult to support them if faith in these teachings would cease to be practically universal in our country. That's one worth reading again. Quote, the foundations of our society and our government rest so much on the teachings of the Bible that it would be difficult to support them if faith in these teachings would cease to be practically universal in our country. End quote. Herbert Hoover, quote, the study of the Bible is a postgraduate course in the richest library of human experience. End quote. John Kennedy, quote, the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. End quote. Ronald Reagan, quote, of the many influences that have shaped the United States into a distinctive nation and people, none may be said to be more fundamental and enduring than the Bible. End quote. Another of his, Mr. Reagan, quote, if we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under. End quote. As we offer up priestly prayers and release kingly decrees, using these and other portions of America's history, we do so with a conscious faith that God is hearing our appeals, and the sword we release is powerful. As many thousands of us obey him, agreeing together in Christ's name, we are releasing his kingdom will into the earth, and his kingdom wins always. So our prayer and decree today, Father, you have taught us the power of the synergy of the ages. We know that you finish through future generations that which you began in the past. It's our privilege to honor those in history and build on the foundations you established through them. We are reminded that the words patriot and patriotism come from the Greek word for father, fathers. We desire to be true patriots, honoring and embracing the vision, work, and efforts of our founding fathers and mothers. Therefore, we make the following decrees today, commanding the forward, as we were told in the dream a while back by Gina. They wrote, and we say, we decree that it is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible. We decree that we recognize no sovereign but God and no king but Jesus. We decree that the future of American civilization is not in the power of government, and that God established the capacity in people for self-government according to his commandments. We decree that the future and success of America are not found in our laws or Constitution, but in the laws of God upon which the Constitution was founded. We decree that God keeps the Republic of America in his hands to overrule human intentions and actions and preserve us from destruction. We decree that we will not forget God and his gracious hand, which has preserved us in peace, multiplied us, and enriched us bountifully. We decree that the reception of the teachings of Christ results in the purest patriotism, the most scrupulous fidelity to public trust, and the best type of citizenship. We decree that knowledge of the Bible is worth more than all other education and training. We decree that we will never forget we are one nation under God. We decree that life is in the power of these words, and that we will eat the fruit thereof. America shall be saved. Well, these the three of the best books for quotes from America's early leaders and founders, as well as information regarding America's beginnings, are America's God and Country, Encyclopedia of Quotations by William Federer. It's invaluable. Faith of Our Founding Fathers, Leo Gozitsch. Light and the Glory by Peter Marshall and David Manuel, although it's out of print. Copies can be found in libraries and some bookstores. Thank you so much for joining me today. What a heritage we have. Use these. Pastors, work these into prayers and messages in your congregation. Let your people know the rich heritage we have and come into agreement with our founders and our leaders. Thank you for joining me. See you tomorrow.